Hey guys, it's Cheryl from Hushist.com. I'm doing a number of recordings freestyle at the request of my speech therapist. I'm doing this for medical reasons. What essentially we're trying to accomplish is having me make these types of recordings over a period of time and then reviewing them to see if there's a change in my speech pattern. Like I said, it's for medical reasons. A couple of months ago, I stated that I would do a blog post about what I learned in terms of cleaning up pet mess. Now, I have a 15-year-old cat who's absolutely adorable, and February of this year, she had a medical situation which has since been resolved. As a result, it looks as if she's done some ninja peeing in the carpeted areas of the house. So usually what I do, usually I see an accident, I pick it up immediately, but in this case, like I said, it was ninja peeing, so it was secretive. I needed to figure out where in the carpet she may have had an accident. And I decided to go another route. Usually I do what most individuals do. You either take a solution, or in my case, I prefer to use natural products. You take baking soda or vinegar, lemon juice, or something like that, and you clean up the stain. And then later, you go through and you steam clean the carpet. I'm going to warn you, in case you do not know this already, you should never steam clean the carpet until you are absolutely certain that you have removed all the urine from the carpet, which means the carpet padding, it down to the subflooring. Now, in order to accomplish this task, what I did is I got, and I have it in my hot little hand right now, a black light. So I went to bed, woke up at 0:30 when the house was pitch black, and I turned on the black light. And I really didn't know what the hell I was looking at, to be perfectly frank. I looked at the carpet, and I'm like, oh my God, what the hell happened here? And then I sprayed the entire carpet. The next day, I figured out that I was actually spraying what the carpet looked like someone died on it, but in actuality, what it was a lot of detergent or soap, and soap will show up in a black light. When you turn on the black light, what you're looking for is anything that is yellowish blue, you know, because urine, the phosphorus in urine, glows yellow, which you can't see with the naked eye, but you can see with the black light. So the next day when it was 0:30, when I figured it out, when it was 0:30, I woke up, turned on the black light, and then sprayed the areas that looked yellowish to me. The item that I used is called Echo 88. And the first time I did it, when I was spraying everything because I didn't know what was piss and what was laundry, detergent, I sprayed using Echo 88. I sprayed in the dark, and I just did like a fine mist in the areas that I thought needed to be sprayed. I waited an hour, maybe two, thought it would dry. It wasn't. So I just sprayed again, and then I washed my hands because there was a warning that this stuff can really, you know, burn you. And I went back to bed, and when I woke up the next day, the carpet looked as if it had been steam cleaned. It was remarkable. I couldn't believe it. I was so impressed. I called everybody, including the people who make the product. I'm like, what the hell? This is amazing. Why hasn't anyone told me about this? Now, any stains that were on the carpet, no matter how small, were removed by Echo 88. There was an iodine stain, and for those of you who know anything about iodine, you know that it is almost impossible to get rid of. That was gotten rid of with Echo 88, and any smell that was in the carpet, and don't get me wrong, it wasn't like, ugh, this smells. Any type of odor that might have been in the carpet, any lingering smell, was gone. After putting down the Echo 88 and walking back into the room, it smelled clean, fresh, and the carpet looked beautiful. Now, I waited a week or two, And I made a point of looking at the carpet again under black light. And when I did, the areas that I sprayed that I thought was glowing yellow or whatever still showed up under the black light. So I called the people who manufacture the product and I asked them, does it get rid of the stuff that you see underneath the black light? The answer is no, it doesn't get rid of that. What it does is with the naked eye, it gets rid of the odor and any stains that may be on the carpet. That works 100%. So it became a project, a science project for me. I wanted to find something that would get rid of whatever I was looking at under the black light. So I decided to purchase 2 gallons of Simple Solution and 1 gallon of Nature's Miracle. And as I said before, the cat had ninja peed in the walk-in closet area and in the bedroom area. So I took Nature's Promise and I tried it in the walk-in closet and Simple Solution, and I tried that in the bedroom area to see which would work. And if you read the instructions for both of them, they essentially say the same thing. They say to just pour it on, because like I said, you want to hit the carpet, the padding, and the subflooring. Just let it soak and let it air dry. And one, I forget which, stated that if you let it air dry, it could take up to 2 weeks. And when it hits the urine, you're going to smell this awful smell. That means it hit the urine, and then it will dissipate, you know, within a matter of hours. At least that was true for me. What I found, a Simple Solution was really awesome. I didn't want to put something on the floor and it had perfumes or would mask what I'm trying to get rid of, right? I like Simple Solution because it kind of smells like a soapy, kind of like a Bounty or Downy type of thing. I was very skeptical putting it down, but it smells like that in the bottle, and when you first put it down, it smells like that too, but when it dries, that smell goes away, and there's no smell at all on the carpet. In terms of, pardon me, Nature's Miracle, I think I got the non-perfume one. It seemed to have some sort of a scent to it. It didn't upset me. I placed it down, and again, it attacked the urine. The smell dissipated within a matter of hours, and when I looked at both sets under black light, I found that Nature's Miracle actually seem to remove anything that I saw under the black light. I did a number of tests. I poured it straight on the carpet and then let it air dry. And then I did something that someone else suggested. They said, pour it on the carpet and then cover it with plastic wrap. And I found that when you cover it with plastic wrap, that really, in the case of Nature's Miracle, got rid of whatever was showing up under black light. So if that makes any sense. Here's my suggestion. If you have a pet, because pets have accidents all the time. They're like children that way. I highly recommend, if you have carpeting especially, I highly recommend that you pick up a bottle of Echo 88. Now, a lot of people, if you read the reviews on Amazon, say this is kind of expensive. I guess expensive is subjective. I guess it depends on how much you make or how much you're willing to spend to make sure that your house is nice and clean and smells fresh and yummy. So I would highly recommend getting a bottle of Echo 88. I think it costs $25, $26. I would recommend getting Simple Solution. It's $13 a gallon. And also I would get Nature's Miracle. If you're like me and you want to see the stuff under the black light go away, I would also get a bottle of Nature's Miracle. Here's a tip. I wouldn't buy spray bottles. You can only buy spray bottles with Echo 88, but I would buy the gallon bottles because, they seem to be more potent for whatever reason. And when it says pour it on, okay? because you need to hit the subflooring.